proclamation number 6549 dated the May 17th, 1956. The path to the eternal home. The way home can be long and comfortable but also short and arduous, depending on how serious you are of reaching your goal. But you can also quite easily walk a completely wrong way if you don't care where you go to. A difficult path will never lead into the abyss, for the one who wants to entice you to descend shows you ways which are appealing to walk. He will never lure you to himself with a difficult path. This is why it should always give you cause for concern if your earthly path is far too easy and full of joy. Then you should always ask yourselves whether you are on the right path, whether it is the path to your eternal home. But you are generally satisfied as long as your earthly life gives to you what you desire, and then you will rarely consider the life of your soul after death. But you should be concerned. If you want to reach higher spheres, then your ascent must require strength. It will never be possible to cover it effortlessly unless you completely hand yourselves over to me and let me be your guide. In that case, you will not feel the effort of ascending quite so much, and yet your path will lead upwards. Therefore, take notice of the fact that an even path can never lead to the goal, and humbly accept all adversities and difficulties, for they guarantee you a path of ascent. To me, who should never be searched for below but only ever above. And also beware that you do not divert from these ascending paths onto the wide and comfortable road again, for you can change your goal at any time. The opportunity will always be offered to you to change from the broad path onto the narrow path which cannot be effortlessly walked. Just as the reverse is always possible, for my adversary will never stop enticing you, and time and again will show you appealing regions to prompt you to direct your steps to where he wants you to go. An all too easy earthly life with all kinds of earthly joys and pleasures is such a wide and easily passable path, which certainly can still be exchanged before the end of your life on earth with the steep path towards ascent. But although the achievement of the goal can still be possible, it is nevertheless very doubtful, for no person knows when his earthly life will be over and whether he will still have the opportunity at the end to turn onto the narrow path towards ascent. No one knows whether he can ever catch up on the missed time or whether he will still be able to change the direction of his goal in his earthly life. This is why you should not be envious of any fellow human being who lives a carefree earthly life which constantly seems full of joy. He is not on the right path yet. He is still too much taken care of by the one who wants to lure him into the abyss. And yet, guided by my hand, you too can enjoy your earthly life, but your joys and wishes will be different ones than those which you observe with your fellow human beings. For the gifts distributed by me are of a different kind, but they can make the person far happier than material possessions. And at the same time they give you the necessary strength you need for the path of ascent. And you will truly not make a bad choice if you decide quite early to turn off the broad way onto the narrow and seemingly impassable path towards ascent. For then you will no longer desire what you have left behind. You will look upwards and follow the light, and you will safely reach the goal, to me in your Father's house. Amen.